How to make goblet squats harder without adding weight. Goblet squats are an excellent exercise. When executed properly, they train the legs, glutes, and abdominals in one efficient squatting movement. Goblet squats are my go-to exercise for teaching the squatting movement to strength training beginners. Once a trainee gets quite strong with goblet squats, however, their one glaring drawback is revealed: the awkwardness with progressively loading the movement. Anyone who has shimmied a dumbbell weighing half their body weight or more into position knows how true this is. Or what about those who work out at home with limited equipment and don't have a whole row of dumbbells or kettlebells at their disposal? What about trainees who don't enjoy doing squats with a barbell but still want to train the squatting movement progressively? Improving your performance is mandatory with a strength training program if you want to get stronger, lose fat, or build muscle. This begs the question: how can you make the goblet squat more challenging beyond simply increasing the weight? Since this can be an issue, or just not an option for those with limited equipment, for many trainees. You perform more challenging goblet squat variations, of course. And I have a bunch of videos on my website that you can watch, but I'm going to explain them to you in this audio recording of 6 goblet squat variations you can use to increase the challenge and intensity of goblet squats that don't require the addition of more weight. So let's talk about these goblet squat variations. Now, again, if you go to my website, neashanks.com, click on articles, and if you look at this article, you'll see all of these video demonstrations for these exercises. And the first one that I provide is a regular goblet squat, so you see how to perform that correctly. Now, the second variation, or I should actually say the first variation of goblet squats, is what I call constant tension goblet squats. So if you know how to already perform a goblet squat, all this means is that you perform these in a piston-like fashion. So you start your set and you just take about 2 seconds to lower down, immediately squat back up, and then you immediately descend into the next rep. You don't pause in the top at all. It's just down, back up until you basically reach fatigue. So again, these are performed in a very piston-like fashion. You don't stop or pause at any point in the set until you're done. Now, whereas you can perform several additional reps in a set when you rest a few seconds in the top standing position, performing constant tension reps will fatigue your muscles quicker. So this is a really simple way to increase the difficulty of a set of goblet squats without adding more weight. The second variation is tempo goblet squats. Now, tempo goblet squats are somewhat like constant tension reps, with the exception being the time taken to lower down and squat back up being noticeably slower. A general rule of thumb: take approximately 3 seconds to lower down and squat back up. Now, not only is this challenging on your muscles due to the accumulating fatigue as the set progresses, but this is an excellent variation for those who need help mastering the squatting movement pattern, because the slower speed allows you to focus on your form at all points of the movement. So again, a tempo goblet squat, you simply take about 3 seconds to lower down, and then as soon as you hit your proper depth, immediately reverse the motion, but take about 3 seconds to squat back up. It's just a pretty much slower variation. The next goblet squat variation is slow eccentric plus explosive concentric variation. Now, with this goblet squat variation, the eccentric, the lowering phase of the movement, should take about 3 seconds. But as soon as the bottom position is reached, the goal is to squat back up as explosively as possible, while maintaining control and proper form, of course. You simply stop the set when your speed slows down noticeably when squatting back up. So again, with the slow eccentric plus explosive concentric variation, take about 3 seconds to lower down and focus on exploding back up as quickly as you can. The next variation, goblet pause squats. When performing a goblet squat the traditional way, squatting down and immediately reversing the motion once the bottom position is reached, there's a nice natural rebound from the muscles courtesy of the stretch shortening cycle. Now, when you pause for 2 seconds or so in the bottom position, however, you eliminate much of that stretch shortening cycle, making the concentric, the squatting back up, more challenging. So that's a great way to make goblet squats more difficult, is simply add a pause in the bottom position of each squat, generally about 2 to 3 seconds. The longer you pause, the harder it's going to be to squat back up. The final variation, goblet squats with isometric hold. Now, this is more of a finisher added to the end of a set of goblet squats. Any type of goblet squat can be performed for a set, whether it's regular goblet squats, tempo, constant tension. And that set is then concluded with an isometric hold in the bottom position, anywhere between 10 to 20 seconds. A good target is to hold the bottom position until your legs feel like they're being jabbed repeatedly with a hot poker. So again, do a set of goblet squats, any variation is fine, and after you finish the last rep, lower back down into that bottom position of the squat and just hold it as long as you can. And then you can curse me. So now let's discuss some goblet squat workouts you can use. It's time to put those variations to use. First up, the squat faster workout. With this workout, use the slow eccentric plus explosive concentric goblet squat variation discussed a moment ago. You'll simply perform 3 to 6 reps, then rest 30 seconds. Do that 8 to 10 times. Now, a note here, the number of reps performed for each set depends on the weight of the dumbbell or kettlebell you're using. If it's heavier, perform only 3 reps. But if it's quite a bit lighter, perform 6 reps. The rest pause. This goblet squat workout could also be called the Nia, I hate you squat workout. Just try it and you'll understand why. This is one long extended set that is just as much a mental challenge as it is physical. Begin by performing one all-out set of 15 or more reps, depending on the weight of the bell you're using. Rest 15 seconds, crank out as many additional reps as possible, rest 15 seconds again, crank out as many reps as possible, rest 15 seconds, and crank out as many reps as possible one last time. Then have fun breathing fire and cursing me under muddled breaths. The rest pause method is excellent when you're short on time but still want to have a productive workout. And a couple of notes for this rest pause workout. Do not let your form break down as the sets progress. It'll be a challenge, but stay focused and make sure every rep is performed correctly. You can use any goblet squat variation that I discussed earlier, but I prefer the constant tension style where you simply crank out as many reps as possible. You can also rest a few seconds in the standing position toward the last reps of a set if you want to squeeze out as many as possible. I recommend resting the dumbbell or kettlebell on the ground between these mini sets and taking a few deep breaths. The goblet squat ladder workout. Now, this one sounds deceptively simple. Perform 1 rep, rest a few seconds, perform 2 reps, rest a few seconds, and repeat all the way up to 10 reps. Then work your way back down, starting at 9 reps, rest a few seconds, 8 reps, all the way back down to a single rep. Again, you can use any goblet squat variation, and I recommend resting the bell on the ground between sets. On the minute. This workout depends on how heavy of a kettlebell or dumbbell you have to squat with. The heavier the bell, the fewer reps you should perform. The lighter the bell, the more reps you should perform. Set a timer and perform anywhere between 5 and 10 reps at the top of every minute for 10 to 12 minutes. The first few minutes will feel deceptively easy. The last few, not so much, thanks to accumulating fatigue. The final workout, 100 total reps. Choose a goblet squat variation and perform 100 total reps in the shortest time you can muster. It doesn't matter how many reps you perform in each set or how many sets it takes. Just perform 100 reps. Keep a stopwatch handy to track your time. So when you repeat the workout, aim to perform the 100 reps in less time. And be sure to use the same goblet squat variation and weight when you repeat the workout. So try one of those squat workouts for the leg work in your next workout and let me know what you think. And of course, on the article on my website, I have a whole bunch more how-to guides and videos if you're interested. So just head over to neashanks.com, check those out, watch the videos if you would like, and thank you for listening.